Good morning. My name is Manny, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Vesta's first quarter 2013 earnings conference call. Vesta issued its quarterly report yesterday. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in New York City at 646-284-9400. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. All figures included herein were prepared in accordance with Mexican FRS and are stated in nominal Mexican pesos, unless otherwise noted. Joining us today from Vesta in Mexico City is Mr. Lorenzo Beró, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Vesta, and Mr. Juan Sotil, Chief Financial Officer of Vesta. And now I will turn the call over to Mr. Beró. Sir, please begin.
Thank you very much, Manny, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for your interest in Vesta and for participating in our conference call to discuss the first quarter results 2013. I'm going to begin today's call by acknowledging a few key financial results for the first quarter. Before discussing the latest developments made during this period and how they align with our company's vision, I will then go over some facts before turning the call over to Juan Sotil, our CFO, for further details on our financial results. We will then open the call for a question and answer session. First, I would like to acknowledge a company's milestone, as Vesta celebrated its 15th anniversary on April 25, 2013. We're extremely pleased with the direction and growth of our company over this time. And our success would not have been made possible without the dedication of our investors, clients, suppliers, mentors, and our management team, who have given us their full support and confidence over these past 15 years. Yet, we continue to remain focused not on our prior achievements, but on the initiatives we are successfully undertaking today and the goals we have for the future of our company. We are pleased to report that during the first quarter 2013, Vesta's total revenues reached $13.92 million, an increase of 4.9% compared to the $13.27 million of the first quarter of 2012. Our NOI in the first quarter was approximately $12.5 million with an 89.83% margin compared to $11.54 million and an 86.97% margin in the first quarter of last year. This marked an improvement of 286 basis points. Looking at the key developments for the first quarter, we are pleased to announce that we reached a final agreement to develop a build-to-suit project in the Bajío region for American Axle, a top-tier automotive supplier to several major original equipment manufacturers such as General Motors, Audi, Fiat, Ford, Nissan, among others. The 289,500 square feet building is on Vesta's land reserves with a total investment of $12.36 million and is located at Las Colinas Industrial Park in Silao in the state of Guanajuato. We would also like to announce that during this quarter we continue to execute our investment program through the construction of the approved inventory buildings in the Bajío region and Toluca, state of Mexico. Along with the inventory buildings and signed build-to-suits, Vesta is developing a total of 12 buildings with a GLA of 1.8 million square feet and a total investment of $63.3 million. Additionally, I would like to mention that we are currently finalizing the agreement with Nissan to develop a park for its supply chain within its new Aguascalientes complex. Nissan is the largest car manufacturer in Mexico with a 25% market share in the Mexican automotive sector as of the end of 2012. The project's total investment is expected to reach $90 million, of which $55 million will be allocated within the initial 18 months, corresponding to the first phase of the project. Based on the reimbursement agreement with Nissan, we are moving ahead with execution of the corresponding works to build infrastructure for this first stage. Vesta will fund this project entirely with our own resources. Last but not least, it gives me much pride to share with you that this month we received, for the second consecutive year, the distinction as a socially responsible company, which reflects the values to which Vesta is committed and brings us closer to becoming candidates to participate in the sustainability index of the Mexican Stock Exchange. These developments support our strategic vision of increasing our property portfolio through high quality, profitable, and sustainable investments. The deals in place with Nissan and American Axle exemplify our focus on Mexico's one of the fastest growing industries. These projects are a great complement to the strong position we already hold within the other important domestic industries, such as aerospace and food and beverage. Vesta now has 87 properties, most of which are deemed Class A and are located in Mexico's fast-growing markets, the Central and the Bajío region. They encompass a total of GLA of 12.05 million square feet, equal to 1.12 million square meters. The total Vesta's portfolio is valued at $782.72 million, and we maintain land reserves valued at $48.10 million. Over 72% of our revenues are denominated in US dollars. Vesta has high quality tenants such as Nestle, Ryder, BMW, and Bombardier, which provide us with a balanced exposure to food and beverage, logistics, automotive, and aerospace industries. The company maintains a balanced rental income distribution of no more than 5% per tenant, except for Nestle, which comprised 20.76% of our rental income in 2012. At the end of the first quarter of 2013, Vesta's property portfolio had a vacancy rate at 9.89%, an improvement for the 10.93% reported at the end of the fourth quarter 2012, which underscores the quality of our investments and the high growth rate of the industries we serve. We continue to be optimistic about the Mexican economy throughout the remainder of this year. In 2013, Mexico led its Latin American peers in GDP growth at 3.9%. For 2013, the IMF estimates a healthy GDP growth of 3.4%. Mexico is bound to become the fourth biggest auto exporter, and when all these new factories are up and running, production will reach 4 million cars per year by 2019. The Central and Bajío regions are clear winners of the flow of automotive investments and continue to enjoy strong growth. But we also see many opportunities coming for the border states again. With the second quarter of 2013 already underway, Vesta is well positioned to continue growing within the industries that we serve. Industries that are experiencing significant global investment. Vesta continues to utilize its local knowledge and expertise to deliver clients with specialized development capabilities. We are encouraged by the renewed manufacturing and logistic potential seen in Mexico. by the rising middle class and the economies of scale that make this country a key investment market by the world's largest industrial corporations. We feel that our company is well positioned to take advantage of the opportunities this makes and deliver value to our shareholders. I would now like to turn the call over to our CFO, Juan Sotil, to discuss the financial results for the quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss our results for this quarter. Vesta's financial results for this period demonstrate the effectiveness of our business model and continual growth story as a leading pure-play industrial real estate developer in the Mexican market. I would like to point out that the consolidated financial and operating information outlined below is based on accounts prepared in accordance with the International Financing Reporting Standards issued by the International Accounting Board and correspond to the comparisons of the results obtained in the first quarter 2013 with the same period of the previous year. All numbers are expressed in U.S. dollars. Vesta's rental revenues reached $13.92 million during the first quarter of 2013, compared to $13.27 million recorded in the first quarter 2012. The revenue growth stems from four factors: an increase of 12.7% on rental income from leases in new spaces or rentals of vacant space over the year, an increase of 2% from inflationary adjustments made on property already rented, since most of our contracts are indexed to the U.S. consumer price if denominated in dollars and the Mexican consumer price index if they are denominated in pesos and they are adjusted annually. Third, a 0.7% increase due to the effect of conversion of rental income denominated in pesos to dollars. And last, a 1.5% increase in revenues from the expenses incurred on behalf of our clients, which were reimbursed and are recorded as part of our rental income. This increase in revenues for the first quarter of 2013 was partially offset by a decrease on revenues from lease agreements that expired, that were not renewed during the quarter, and lease agreements which were renewed during this quarter at a lower rental rate. Operating costs during the first quarter of 2013 amounted to $1.67 million, a decrease of $240,000 or 12.5% from the $1.9 million recorded in the first quarter of 2012. Of this decrease, $310,000 or 18.1% is directly related to the investment properties rented that generated rental income during the period. This decrease is primarily explained by an elimination in the commission paid to Desarrolladora Vesta, the former management company, whose employees and expenses have been integrated into Vesta since the third quarter 2012, and a decrease in the insurance payments for our properties that generated rental income. Both decreases were partially offset by increases in maintenance and other costs related to the properties. In addition, the direct operating cost from the investment properties that did not generate rental income during the year increased 0.08 million or 43.6%. The increase is primarily explained by an increase in property taxes and an increase in real estate taxes and park maintenance fee for our land reserve properties. Vesta's gross profits totaled $12.25 million in the first quarter of 2013, up 7.8% or approximately $0.88 million from $11.37 million in the first quarter 2012. Our gross margin increased 237 basis points to 88% at the close of the first quarter of 2013. Administrative costs for the first quarter of 2013 amounted to $1.34 million, an increase of $0.94 million from the US $4.4 million reported in the same quarter last year. Administrative costs were mainly impacted by the salaries and marketing expenses originated from the integration of the management team from Desarrolladora Vesta. This increase was partially offset by the elimination of the fees formerly paid by the company. With this integration, there will no longer be any fee paid to any external management company. Depreciation during the first quarter of 2013 reached $10,000, largely unchanged from what was recorded in the same quarter of 2012. Looking at our EBITDA of $10.91 million in the first quarter 2013, it remained basically flat from the U.S. $10.97 million in the first quarter 2012. Other income and expenses in the first quarter 2013 amounted to an income of $26.96 million compared to an income of $5.86 million in the first quarter of last year. The increase reflects the gain on the revaluation of our properties, interest income from investments made with the resources of the IPO, and the income generated by the favorable effect of the exchange rate. At the end of the first quarter 2013, the value of our 87 property portfolio was $782.7 million and had 12.05 million square feet of grossable leasable area, 1.12 million square meters. With the land reserve valued at 48.1 million and a vacancy rate of 9.89%. In comparison, at the end of the fourth quarter 2012, the portfolio was valued at $744.7 million and had 12.05 million square feet or 1.1 million square meters, and our land reserves amounted to 50.22 million. In terms of vacancy, the fourth quarter of 2012, Vesta had a vacancy of 10.93%. During the first quarter of 2013, income taxes amounted to $37.86 million, compared to $16.81 million recorded in the same quarter last year. This change mainly reflects the revaluation of the properties and the foreign exchange gain, both of these items being non-cash. Income taxes for the first quarter amounted to an expense of $0.86 million compared to an income tax expense of $0.62 million in first quarter 2012. Vesta's profit at the close of the first quarter of 2013 grew to a total of $37 million compared to $16.9 million in the first quarter 2012. Vesta also had a translation loss of $4.14 million in the first quarter of this year, compared with a loss of $3.83 million in the first quarter of last year. This loss reflects the foreign exchange impacts on the conversion of the capital accounts of WTM, one of our subsidiaries. Vesta total comprehensive income thus was on the first quarter of 2013 was $32.86 million compared to a gain of $12.36 million in the first quarter of 2012. If we turn to Vesta's balance sheet, cash and cash equivalents, which is comprised of cash, bank deposits, and financial investments, amounted to $142.03 million by the end of the first quarter 2013, compared to $157.21 million recorded in the last quarter of 2012. Vesta cash balances reflect the remaining of the IPO proceeds after considering our aggressive investment program. During the period, no property was sold and no other extraordinary income was generated. CapEx during the first quarter of this year amounted to $15.49 million as part of the investments made for the construction of the 12 new buildings in the Bajío and the Toluca regions. As of the first quarter of this year, Vesta total outstanding debt reached $334.53 million, of which 3% or $8.73 million is related to the maturities during the next 12 months, while $315.80 million or 97% represents the long-term maturities of our debt portfolio. All of our debt is contracted with General Electric. All the debt is guaranteed by a trust, which is tied to most of our income properties, as well as the rental revenues derived from our outstanding contracts. As of March 31, 2013, 100% of our debt was denominated in U.S. dollars. The first quarter of 2013 results underscore our ability to expand profitably within the Mexican market. We look forward to the remainder of the year, during which we will continue to execute our proven business model and seek new opportunities for growth, allowing us to create more value to our shareholders. At this point, I would like to open the floor for the question and answer session. So you can ask any question and we can take them, we'll be available.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question is from Vanessa Quiroga of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hello, Lorenzo, Juan. This is Julian Bravo. Thank you very much for the call. I just want to know if you could give us a little bit of color on the contract with Nissan regarding cap rates and the terms of the leasing contract. And if not, when would you be available to announce this information?
Well, thank you, Julian. It's nice that you are joining us on the line. And as we have been able to disclose, what we can disclose today is that we are very advanced in the process of negotiation with Nissan. And also, as we mentioned in our conference, through an agreement with Nissan, we have started to work on the infrastructure of the project with reimbursement agreement, and that's how we have been working in order not to lose time while we end up doing the negotiations with Nissan and with the tenants that are going to be established in that park. That is as far as we can share at this point. We will be more than happy that at the time of the closing, which we expect to be very soon, we will let you know this and share that not only with you but with the whole public, so cap rates could be understood and names of tenants who are going to be established can be understood, and delivery time of those dates will be delivered also to you. I would like to point out that this project is so crucial to Nissan that today Nissan Mexico produces more cars than Nissan US, and with this new plant of Nissan Aguascalientes, Nissan Mexico will produce more cars than Nissan Japan. So with this, we can all understand the importance, and this is on top of understanding that Nissan has 25% of the domestic market measured at the end of year 2012. That is all we can disclose related with that project. We are very happy to have been selected. We have the LOI, as we announced also, and we are working as we speak. So I hope that this answer at least part of your question, Julian.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And the next question is from Rogelio Urrutia of Santander. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Lorenzo and Juan. Congratulations on your results, and thank you for the call. I have one question. It's regarding your investment program going forward. Would you consider at some point in time to make an acquisition of a stabilized portfolio of properties, or are you planning to continue developing tailor-made properties for your new and existing clients? Also, I would like to know your opinion on potential opportunities in Mexico industrial real estate in the short and medium term. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rogelio. As we describe in our prospect and we have been announcing, acquisition is something that we have done in the past, and that we will pursue as our one line of business model, as part of our business model. We do believe that as companies related with either Fibras or Cibras become public and access capital, there could be more opportunities of consolidation of the industry and transaction of acquiring portfolios, which allowed some companies to grow at a faster speed. But I have to tell you that Vesta, who has a very disciplined investment committee, prefers to use the resources to do as much developing as possible, because that developing capabilities give us a better spread on each deal than if we go through acquisitions. That is why we're exploring some opportunities, and we will do that all the time in an opportunistic approach. But you probably will see more opportunities through build-to-suits or through inventory buildings in selected cities in which we have intelligence, so we can access and be there for the clients and tenants that do not have time, that are either part of the supply chain of an auto assembler company, or are related with any other businesses, either logistics or aerospace, which are part of our portfolio core businesses. So our preference and understanding that Vesta is very strong on their development capabilities, in which all the value that is captured from acquiring the land at the lower possible cost to developing the construction very efficiently through our processes, including ISO 9000, in which we had the best contractors bidding for us all the time and delivering not only with the best possible prices, but also with the best with the best quality, and most importantly, in the industries that we are in, delivering on time, just in sequence and just in time, are a way of living of the auto industry and aerospace industries. So probably we will keep working on our goals and our business model, which includes developing very strongly. Thank you very much, Ogelio, for your question.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Rogelio. Gracias.
Thank you. As a reminder, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. Gentlemen, it appears we have no further questions at this time. Would you like to make any additional remarks?
Well, just that we are really excited also about the first days of the new government of Mexico, which I believe will bring more certainty to the future investments. We're happy to learn that some of the structural reforms that we have been waiting for years are starting to be cooking, and we see that could be related a lot with future investment, foreign direct investment into Mexico, as well as the next visit of President Obama to restrain and make sure that we have a North America platform which could be the most competitive worldwide. So with this, I would like to thank you for participating in Vesta's 2013 first quarter conference call. We look forward to speaking with you again when we release our second quarter 2013 results. However, if you have any questions in the meantime, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department with any questions. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.